When a new automobile becomes a sales hit, it starts a predictable cycle. The car will stay hot for perhaps 2 years before the public begins to drift away toward a newer model. At that point, the manufacturer refreshes the vehicle, adding something to revive interest, maybe a convertible version or more horsepower. When first we visited the PT Cruiser in mid-2000, the retro-styled blend of car and minivan was at the height of popularity, but inevitably the Cruiser cooled off. The single loudest criticism of the versatile vehicle was that it lacked zip. Chrysler has now addressed that perceived shortcoming. Susan Graham, product planning executive on the PT Cruiser, says a turbocharger pumped up the power.
It certainly was a big boost. It's 215 horsepower, 245 pound-feet of torque, and it's a significant improvement for those enthusiasts.
Chrysler also added a firmer suspension, anti-lock brakes, traction control, and larger wheels and tires, as well as some appearance improvements. We asked the executive editor of Auto Week magazine, Kevin Wilson, if the added power fixed the problem.
Yeah, mostly it has. The car's got enough oomph in it for, you know, freeway passing and that sort of thing. If there's criticism still to be leveled that until the turbo spools up, it doesn't come off a stoplight quite as hard as you might like if you've got a full load in there.
With Automotive News reporting a 17% decline in Cruiser sales from year-ago levels, even with the turbo, we asked Auto Week's Kevin Wilson if the car is now fading.
There's enough of them out there that people don't notice them quite the same way as they did at first, but they're still a different styling statement than what's next door.
In a published report, a Chrysler executive mused that the PT Cruiser Turbo might be too pricey for young consumers. A loaded Cruiser costs about $25,000. Auto Week had a long-term vehicle for a year's testing. Again, Kevin Wilson.
It was a pretty solid, reliable piece. It was a nice car to drive around. And if you compare to other vehicles that will do the same job of carrying people and stuff, $25,000 is still looking like a bargain.
So how about another refresher for the PT Cruiser? Glad you asked, says Chrysler's Susan Graham.
We are going to be launching our convertible in January of 2004. Hopefully there's some anticipation building up because we're very excited about the product.
In the meantime, according to Automotive News, Chrysler will bring out a less expensive version of the Turbo in August to add another incentive for increased sales. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.